Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how creating a course is never really just about creating a course. This process of turning your ideas and turning your experience into profitable offer and actually just creating that content itself is like the smallest thing. There is a bigger picture you have to see and understand before you fully dive into the process. So let's talk all about that. The reason why we are here today is because as of recently, I switched the focus of my membership from just courses to more of a diversified digital product suite. And the reason why really is what I'm going to be talking about inside this episode, how creating a course is never really just about that. And even as I had your course creation membership, which was like my core offer for a long time, I had so much more information in there beyond just the concept of creating an online course, right? Because when it comes to creating a course, it's just a part of the deal. And there are like so many other steps and considerations. And it's really important that you have that bigger vision before you jump into it, because it will just set your expectations more clear and the process will be a lot easier. And if you currently are on that journey of creating your online offers, either it's a course or you're starting with something else, maybe you're working on a masterclass or thinking about any other offers, make sure to join us inside the Savvy Offer Hub. Inside, you will have instant access to plenty of learning resources that will help you to organize your content, organize your ideas into actually profitable offer. It will also help you to get ready to launch, to prepare everything you need, to understand what are the things that you need, and everything in between, including helping you to sell and making consistent sales from there on as well. So if that's the journey you're on, I'll be happy to see you inside the membership space and you will find the direct link to it inside our show notes. So here's the deal with the courses and really the expectation of creating an online course. Over years, I have worked with many different creators. Some come to me with already existing audience, existing offers, and I just now want to focus on creating an online course. Others have the experience, maybe they're doing some one-on-one offers, but they don't really have any audience or don't really have any email marketing list. Some have things here and there, but they don't have as much of an organized system or way how their audience finds them. There really are many different cases. And one thing that I want to say that there is no one right way to start, right? You can create and sell a successful online course at any point in your career. It doesn't matter how many Instagram followers you have, what you have or don't have just yet. But with this episode, I just want to set that expectation of what are the things that you will need to think about as you launch a course. So first of all, probably like the biggest theme here is understanding how will you sell. You have to have a clear idea of how you will reach your audience. And again, it doesn't particularly matter if you've already been doing that or not just yet, or maybe you are on Instagram, but you don't have as many followers or, you know, whatever is the case, it doesn't really matter. As long as you have an idea what it is that you can do to reach your audience. Here we're thinking about things like, same, Instagram. Are you actually showing up? Are you creating content? Are you showing up on stories? Are you doing some reels? And you don't have to do everything, right? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just thinking about it in terms of like, have you started? Do you have a vision for how you will reach your audience? Or are you just there thinking like, I will create a course and it will work out, right? Because that's not how it works. Now, besides Instagram, there are of course other ways to reach your audience. Maybe you are active in Facebook. Maybe you have a Facebook group or Facebook page where you're actively posting. Maybe you are in groups of other people and you're actually connecting with people there. Maybe you're getting audience and you're getting clients from these groups. So that might also be a good starting point. Maybe you have or you have just started a mailing list. You're thinking about some free offers to put out there. Your list is growing, you're writing the emails, or you are thinking about it, right? Now, once you understand that there are several different ways to go, it's just important that you pinpoint what will be your path and start doing it, like start working on it. It's not about, again, just like reaching a specific number of followers or mailing list members. It's about having an idea of what is the thing that you're going to do to actually reach your audience. Some other things I would consider would be evergreen content. Are you blogging? Do you have a podcast? If you have a podcast, are you creating evergreen blog posts out of your podcast? There are so many different ways how you can repurpose your content to reach more people, reach bigger audience. So for example, if you're currently writing emails, but you're not on Instagram, you can start repurposing your emails in Instagram. One email can be turned into a story. One email can be turned into like two or three Instagram posts, right? My point here is that if you are a professional of any kind and you have an idea about creating an online course, you have to have some vision for how will you sell, right? So understand where you stand with this whole ordeal and whether or not you have already started or you have to get started now. Because way too often, I have worked with clients who come to me from their one-on-one experiences. They say they want to create a course and the idea and everything is great. You know, it really looks like it's going to be a thriving idea, but they don't know how to sell. They don't know what will they do to reach their audience. Yes, they have an Instagram, but they don't actually do any active, or they have an Instagram that they have had for like 10 years and they haven't really posted anything, you know, in the past year. So you have to consider how will your audience learn about you. And this can also be happening through ads. Like if you're more hands-off kind of an entrepreneur and you have a budget for ads, you have an idea, maybe you have already been using ads or, you know, that's the way you want to go. That can also be done. But don't expect the ads to be like your golden ticket to tons of sales, okay? Even for the ads, you still need to have some funnels in place. You still need to know the journey your audience will be going through as they first see you. People don't buy as easily these days, and sure, you can just nourish them through the ads, but that will mean a bigger ad budget. Instead, what you can do, you can think about a funnel. How will your funnel look like? For example, if you do an ad for a free offer or you do an ad for a low ticket offer, what is the next step that your audience could see? What are the emails they would receive? How you can warm them up for that sale? And I know at first this might seem very overwhelming. Like there just seems so many different ways to go and so many different things to do. And that's exactly why I created the Savvy Offer Hub. I wanted to have a membership space where I not only inspire you to create a course, but I also help you to understand how to actually sell. Like where to start, how to start showing up, what is the setup that you need, what are the systems that you need, how to start writing those emails, how to get first people on your mailing list. Because creating a course is never just about creating a course, right? I kind of already mentioned like passing by. But when it comes to the funnels, there are several different funnel elements you will want to consider, right? So starting with the simplest thing, you want to be growing your mailing list. No matter where you are showing up, you want to be growing your mailing list. And you can grow your mailing list with free offers. And yes, you can also do low ticket instead of free, but we will focus on the free option for now. So you can do free offers like free masterclasses, live or pre-recorded. You can do free offers like challenges. You can create free ebooks, checklists, templates, whatever else is relevant for your ideal audience. I would say that video-based free content always works better than anything that would be written only, but it really depends on what it is that you do. And if you can't really do video content right at the moment, you can start with any other type of a free offer just as well. Now, we have the free offers, you are growing the list, you have a welcome email sequence, you are writing weekly emails, that thing is done. But there are now other things to consider. So for example, if you are working on a course and you want it to be a mid-priced course, let's say it's going to be like $300 or $500. Now, this is the type of an investment that most people will not make just right off the bat. Some, sure, they will do. But most people will need some more of that warming up period before they're ready to buy. They will need to get to know you. And you need to create ways how they can get to know you. You need to be showing up online. Again, whatever works for you, whatever is comfortable. These days, you can also do, for example, Threads instead of Instagram. Instagram is amazing for visibility. You can easily reach new people. You can establish connections with your existing audience. But I understand that it's not really everyone's cup of tea. There are other ways. Your task is to figure out what works for you and do it. There are people who love being on LinkedIn, and that might also be your thing. Maybe your audience is on LinkedIn. Keep showing up there. Make sure that those who connect with you, they actually keep seeing you online. And maybe before they enroll in your course, they will consider buying low-ticket offers. So you want to have some low-ticket offers in your offer suite as well. Or maybe there's a one-off strategy call or one-off consultation for like one set price that they can enroll in before they buy the course. So this strategy will be the part where you actually connect with them, you help them specifically to design a plan for them. And then as for the next step, they can actually enroll in the course where they can go through self-paced curriculum and learn things on their own step by step. This is another consideration. Do you have some low-ticket offers that you could be offering? Do you already have it set up, or are you currently thinking about it? Or are you just focusing on the course and you don't really think about any other products? Don't get me wrong. I absolutely understand how, especially if you are a first-time course creator, your whole focus right now is on the course. And it can feel like just a lot to even think that you need something besides that. But in the long run, for you to sell, you will need more than just a course. And sure, there are some cases when people really just create that one offer and sell that one thing. It can be done. Anything can be done. But if we're thinking about more, I would say more conventional way of selling, then there will be other parts of it involved. So you want to be thinking about it. You want to consider what is your user journey and how you can support them throughout this journey to ultimately lead them into that sale. And your course might not even be the last stop, right? Maybe there will be next more high-end product or more immersive offer like group coaching program or anything else where you will want to lead your audience in as well. Here, we're not talking as much about the offer suite per se, but just an idea of what are the things that your audience will go through before they buy. Inside the Savvy Offer Hub membership, we also have Craft Your Profitable Offer Suite Masterclass. It's actually several part video guide where you will understand exactly what are the considerations when it comes to creating your digital product. What are the questions to answer and how to see that bigger vision, understand that bigger picture before you jump into a product. Because here's the thing, this is the biggest mistake, jumping into the product without the plan. I get how creating a product is exciting. I'm also all about that. I love just doing the thing, right? And yes, you can create a product and later figure things out, but don't go into course creation with the expectation that by just creating this course, you will be enrolling people in your offers. You have to make sure that you have some kind of a plan and that you're actually working on it as well, that you're actually putting in the work, okay? Now, that'll be it for this time. If you want to learn more, make sure to join us inside the Savvy Offer Hub membership. You will find the link in the description. If you have any comments about the episode or any other topics you would love to hear me talking about, I'll definitely let me know. You can reach me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab or Threads with the same handle. That's all based from me for this time, and I hope to see you around.